Hi, Rick.
So Emily, what does the Meadows Casino look like?
Well, it's no Bellagio or Mirage. I mean, there's no Chihuly sculptures or gardens with fountains or anything like that. There's no cocktail waitresses who are, you know, scantily clad swimsuit models. This is, you know, much more everyday. From the outside, it looks like a shopping mall more than anything else.
Okay, so this isn't, a setting for Ocean's 11, I guess.
Not quite.
Yeah, Governor Hassan has repeatedly said that she supports, you know, what she calls a high-end casino. Is that how you would describe the Meadows?
Well, you walk in and there are just endless rows of slot machines. The casino floor is almost 200,000 square feet. There's a food court, a fancy steak restaurant that looks out over both the racetrack and the casino. And there's a third, more affordable restaurant, too. So, like I said, it's on a totally different scale than Vegas or Atlantic City's big casinos. Mm-hmm. But while it's not showy, it's definitely not cheap either. Everything is made out of really solid materials. It's clean. It's kind of sparkly.
Is it all geared toward, you know, recreational gamblers or, you know, day gamblers, or are there high rollers who come to something of this scale?
Well, the main floor is definitely recreational, but the Meadows has like a quieter lounge with free food and half price drinks for high stakes slots players. And then there are these two rooms sort of in the back for high stakes table games. And that's got this really quiet kind of exclusive feel. And there you can place bets as high as 15,000 at a time. So people put a lot of money on those tables, and they're kind of dimly lit. They don't have cocktail waiters. This was one of my favorite little things I learned. They don't have cocktail waiters. They call them butlers. And these people will do virtually anything you ask them to do. I'm told that players will have a butler take their car to the car wash or buy a present for their girlfriend or even, like, go get a Krispy Kreme donut and bring it back for you if that's what you're craving. I know. I have to say, though, I was there on a Tuesday around noon, and I only saw one guy playing blackjack in one of those high-stakes lounges.
Okay, so not a lot of business for their VIP area, I guess.
At least not when I was there.
Yeah. Okay, if there aren't a lot of these high rollers, who goes to the Meadows for the most part?
I mean, I think I would have probably seen more young people if I had been there on a weekend. But overwhelmingly, both during the day and at night, I saw just lots and lots of older retired folks, probably working middle class, maybe age 50 to 85, a lot of couples, but maybe more retired women than men, at least at the slot machines.
That's an interesting observation. How much of what you saw at the Meadows in Western Pennsylvania do you think would be the same if Millennium Gaming opened a casino at Rockingham Park?
I mean, this is all speculation, but I think there's a lot that these two regions have in common. Millennium is looking at investing about $600 million in a Salem casino. Over the last 6 years, they've invested about $550 million in the Meadows, so that's pretty close. One thing to note is that Western Pennsylvania right now is having a natural gas boom. There are these Marcellus Shale employees in town with a lot of expendable income. Locals told me stories about playing blackjack with these guys who would just lay down, you know, $1,000 in cash, not think twice about it.
Wow, yeah.
So other than that, both Rockingham Park and the Meadows have big malls that are likely to sort of cross-pollinate with the casino customers. And both regions have really similar age demographics, too. And there's a lot of similarities here. Both towns are near state borders.
So pretty close to municipal centers, you know, like Boston. And in this case, this would be close to Pittsburgh.
That's exactly right.
Okay. When you walked around Washington, Pennsylvania, what did people tell you about the casino? How did they feel about it?
It was really hard to find people who were against the casino. At the municipal level, there are people like Larry Maggi, who's one of the Washington County commissioners. And, you know, they've found themselves almost lobbying for Millennium Gaming. Just last week, Millennium paid the travel costs for Maggi and a few other Pennsylvania leaders to come up to New Hampshire and speak on Millennium's behalf before New Hampshire lawmakers. I did track down one bar owner who says he lost racetrack customers when the bars and restaurants opened at the casino. But, you know, even the recovering gambling addicts I talked to who hate what the casino did to their lives, they say it's been great for the local economy. So there was really only one message from the overwhelming majority of the people I met.
And HBR's Emily Corwin visited the Meadows, a casino down in Washington County, Pennsylvania, to get a feel for how Millennium Gaming has been doing business down there. Well, we're going to have much more on a possible casino here in the Granite State with a series of reports beginning next Monday here on New Hampshire Public Radio. Emily, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Rick.